the live Saturday edition of the program. We do this thing 7 nights per week. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. And here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
By the way, for those of you just tuning in, first hour we talked about the National Defense Authorization Act and how one judge has ruled, a federal judge has ruled that it's unconstitutional in that it doesn't provide for, trials and it's indefinite detention of American people and everybody else from around the world. Anybody the government wants to deem a suspected terrorist can be taken and held in a cage for as long as the government darn well feels like. And then if they want to, they might give you a real trial, or maybe they'll take you to Guantanamo Bay.
Whatever they feel like.
Military Star Chamber. So we talked about that, and I don't think anybody actually called in to support that sort of thing, the destruction of due process. I was kind of surprised. I figure if 238 of these representatives voted in favor of this, what they did was they voted against an amendment to allow trials, public trials, for these people, these suspected terrorists. If, 238 of them had voted in favor of that, then there must be people out there who agree with these folks. Surely you could explain yourself at 855-453. But no, we ended up hearing from Larry and a couple other guys about immigration. Larry calling in to basically say that we need to cut off any immigration to this country completely. Now is the time. He suggested that no one would ever want to leave this
America
country.
America is full, and I guess that he thought it was okay for Americans to leave the country and go to other countries, but he didn't like the idea that immigrants would come here and use our roads and infrastructure. Infrastructure was the terminology that he used, which I guess would then morally and justly say that it's wrong for Americans to drive on foreign roads.
Let's go to the phone zone, see what you think. You can, of course, bring up anything you want as well. Bear is listening to XM Satellite Radio's Extreme Talk, and you're in Texas. Hey, Bear.
Hey, baby. How you doing?
It's great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, let's get back to this immigration deal you talked about. I want you to tell me what you think immigration is. Is it people that are sneaking across the border and not applying, like other people that come up from all over the world to apply legally to get in? Is that an immigrant? Yes. But for people to sneak across, that's not immigration. That's breaking the law. You know, I do believe in the Constitution. Do you believe in the Constitution of the United States of America?
Once upon a time, I was real big into the Constitution.
Wait a minute. Let me stop you right there. Once upon a time, there's no change in the Constitution. So
well, you didn't let me answer your question, did you?
Hey, let me say one thing to you right there. The Constitution is a Constitution. You don't change that, okay?
Hey, Barry.
Oh, I haven't changed the Constitution.
Did you swear an oath to the Constitution?
Yes, I did.
Okay, great. Did you sign it?
Did I sign it? Did you sign it? Nobody signed it.
Right. I didn't swear an oath to it, and I didn't sign it. It doesn't obligate me. This Constitution is supposed to limit the government, not its citizens.
You know, Bear, there's a lot I like about the Constitution. I like the Bill of Rights. I like, the idea of free speech. I like the right to bear arms. I like a lot of what's in the Constitution. But what I realized was what Lysander Spooner said in the 1800s was correct. The Constitution has either authorized all the tyranny that we have today, or it has been powerless to prevent it. Do you feel like the government's about the right size today, Bear?
No, I do not. I think it's too powerful. I think we need to limit it. I think we need to go back just like we used to be.
What could the Constitution do there?
Limited government, man. Limited government.
I'm
hearing
you.
That's what you do. You believe, you're a person that believes, and the government is all powerful, and the government can control me. And the government
no, sir.
Let me take
Why would you that conclusion?
Why would you say that about me?
30 years of getting rid of Russia and the communists.
Bear, why would you say that about me?
Why do I say that? Because that's what's going on, man.
No, sir, I am completely opposed to what the federal government is doing.
Bear,
to
I just said
people.
That I want people to be able to cross the borders of free countries freely. What gave you the impression I want more government?
You do. You bet they all think they'll just come across to Mexico, Canada, wherever they want to freely. Let me ask you a question. Can you go over to Germany? Can you go over to Italy? Can you go over to Spain? Can you go anywhere?
So you want to be like other countries, right?
Just cross freely? You cannot do that.
It's absolutely true. You can't. In today's modern culture, it's very difficult for free people to cross the borders of countries.
Well, we're not free people,
Mark. We were born free. God made you free.
We were born in a prison.
However, people in the government would tell you where you could move and where you couldn't. However, it is United States foreign policy. They have put a great deal of pressure on smaller countries in order to prevent them from allowing American citizens to move freely across borders. So I would say that the biggest problem as far as tyranny and immigration comes from the United States government. Bear?
Well, I would say to you, I don't really care about what the rest of the world does. I don't really need to go to the rest of the world. We ought to take care of our own country and worry about anybody else later. You've taken our country from a great world power to a third degree country.
What did I do? I'm 40 years old, Bear. I spent 10 years in prison.
Look at your economy. Look at your army. Look at everything you've got. You do nothing but all we do is talk. And all we do is pastor and let everybody come across and do what they want to. You know why people came to America? Because they wanted to be American.
Bear, I'm just curious.
Have you ever heard Mexican? They don't need Brazilian. They don't need Canadian.
You've got a lot to say, Bear, and I've got good questions for you here, so I would like to have a conversation with you. So, how many times have you listened to Free Talk Live?
I listen to radio every day.
I didn't ask you about the radio.
I listen to Mark Levin.
Is this your first time listening to Free Talk Live tonight?
Not to you. No, hell no, it's not.
Okay.
First time he got me aggravated enough.
Why would you, if you've listened to this show before, you know that the hosts of this program are radical, you know, people as far as, like, we don't want any government involvement in people's lives. I mean, I don't want any coercive agency to tell me what to do or tell you what to do or anything like that. I don't think that you should have your savings stolen from you. I don't think you should have a portion of your paycheck stolen from you and then used on things you disagree with. So at what point did you come across the idea that we support big government?
Well, when you start talking about immigration and all this, and you sit there and say, well, it's all right for everybody to come across to live in this country, that don't really give a crap about living in this country, to come to take the money and send
whoa,
it back
whoa,
to
whoa,
live.
Whoa, wait a minute. I don't support welfare. Hold on, Bear.
Let's go look at the Muslims.
Bear, I don't support welfare, man.
I'm a Catholic. I'm a Catholic. I walk in my place of business and say, look, I got to pray at 12 o'clock. You want to tell me? Well, go pray at 12 o'clock because I don't care. You're fired. We talk about a Muslim. Oh, by God, we all go crazy about stuff like that.
Any obligation, Bear, to employ anybody who has any different religious views than you. I think that if you want to have one religious view and only employ Catholics, that's your business. Now,
right.
I would ask you this, Bear. I'm going to ask you this, Mr. Limited Government. Mr. Limited Government, how are you going to stop free people from crossing the border, sneaking across the border, without growing the government?
I'm going to put up a wall, and I'm going to shoot them when they come across.
Who's going to build the wall? Is the government going to build the wall?
I live on the border.
He's going to build it all by himself.
I don't want to pay for your stinking wall. I don't want my tax dollars going to your wall with your motion sense and machine guns that are going to mow people down. The government's already built a wall, and that wall failed. I hear you, man.
What are you calling me? Ham?
Where do you live at?
I live in New Hampshire.
New Hampshire. Whoa. Let me bring a whole load of Mexicans up there and a bunch of Muslims.
Please, bring them up here.
Bring Mexicans here to work.
You want to buy them in your house to eat or what?
I've got there's some work that I need done in my yard right now. Please send some Mexicans up here because I'm tired of paying all the prices that these white guys want to do landscaping. Thanks for the call tonight, Bear. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. That allows you to take control of the airwaves. But I want to have a conversation. That means being able to ask a question, respond, and, you know, there has to be a back and forth. So what you were pointing out, Mark, is that Bear says he's for limited government. And it sounded like he was against welfare. He put words in our mouth, made it sound like we were in favor of welfare, like we were in favor of people coming here to leech off the state. That's not true at all. If you're going to have freedom, that means you are free from taxation. If you have the freedom to cross borders, you should also be free from taxation. You should be free from having welfare shoved down your throat. I don't want to support government welfare. I'd rather support local charities. I'd rather support individuals and charities that are doing good work in the community to help people that actually need help, not people that are taking advantage of some system. So if you get rid of the welfare system, then what's the problem with people coming here? Oh, wait, I know. They're going to take our jobs. Now, we didn't get to that point with him, but that's, of course, one of the objections people bring up. But look, there's plenty of jobs for people if you let people have freedom, if you let people create their own businesses without having to beg government permission, without having to jump through government hoops. And if you're supposedly in favor of small government, you should support all those things. You should support getting rid of welfare. You should support people being able to open a business without begging permission. And you should support people being able to come here to make a better life for themselves. Otherwise, you want bigger government. You just want it bigger in the areas you like government. 855-450-FREE. SACL CAI toll-free line. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 18th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,591.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,631.80, $815.90 for a half ounce, or $407.95 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,631.80, $815.90, and $407.95.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Tonight for you to bring up whatever's on your mind is 1-855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or their video showing that they are listeners of this program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com, see that. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And if you're a lady listener, You can get details there on how to become part of the Shrine. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoins, they are the world's first potentially anonymous digital monetary system. With Bitcoins, you don't have to sign a contract or have to abide by some terms of service. You don't have to click on anything in order to say that, you know, I'll do whatever these terms of service say, and I didn't read them anyway. You can download the free software, be using them in just a few minutes. You can send and receive money anywhere in the world. No fees. You don't need permission from any bank or government entity. You can learn more at weusecoins.org, and you should go watch the minute and, you know, a little more than a minute and a half long video there and find out more about Bitcoins, because they're changing the face of the Internet and the world as a result. And now, thanks to BitInstant.com, you can have Bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. You buy your Bitcoins with cash at BitInstant.com.
All right, so we continue here, and of course you can bring up whatever's on your mind, 855-450-FREE. We're going to go to Chris, listening in California. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. You know, some of those couple last callers, you know, that kind of really just didn't understand really what the show is all about, the message of liberty. Like, I think we all come into contact with those types of things daily, this kind of incoherence, you know.
And Inconsistency.
Well, it's almost it's incoherent in the sense that it's not based on any type of real reality. It's just this, you know, left-right paradigm.
It's absolutely true. Right. That's how I came to this idea on immigration, because I thought, well, you know, immigration borders, we've had those are a good thing, right? But at some point or another, I came to the conclusion that the immigration problem we have is a tango. And it's not just, I mean, you can say, well, I want them illegal immigrants not to come. But the problem, the mess, the miasma of bureaucracy that we have is the other half of that problem. And that's the part that can be controlled. You're not going to stop free people from trying to feed their families.
Kind of like the point that I wanted to get, like, I grew up in a conservative background. I was an Eagle Scout and everything. And I was like, yeah, you know, USA number one, cops are great and everything. But really what I didn't realize at the time is I was living in 1984. I mean, literally, it was a cold day in April and the clocks were striking 13. And for all of us who've actually gone through the process of really discovering liberty, I think we could all probably have the shared experience that it was a very difficult process to get there. And I called yesterday because there's a particular methodology that you guys have in your activism that I actually question, and I don't think I really kind of got my point across in the most appropriate way, so I kind of wanted to touch upon that.
Okay. And what is that? What is it that you were critiquing?
Is that, you know, there's a lot of people that just don't understand, and when we say, you know, liberty is the solution, that does imply a lot of things and a lot of heavy conclusions and deductions that most people have never had contact with. And the thing is that, you see, it's kind of like politics, number one. Like, the first people you want on your side are the cops. And this is my observation, but there is, like, a palpable animosity going on right now in New Hampshire, like, towards you guys about certain methodologies, not necessarily the motive, but the
methodology. before you get to that point, I completely disagree with you that the first people you want on your side are the police. They're going to be the most difficult people, many of them, to bring over. If I'm going to focus all my efforts on the police, I'd be ignoring everybody else that's much more easy to bring on board.
The thing is that you're seeing the police as an institution, and this is really what I...
No, I see them as individuals.
Well, you see, you guys plan your activism, you go with the cameras, right, which means that a priori you're expecting action, knowing that what you're about to do, that snidely whiplash might be heading in the wings, you know, hiding in the wings, and then, you know, present the situation where, you know, an injustice can take place. And you can, you know, whatever utility that's had, I think that it's really limited. Because
so,
the end of the day,
give me an example of what you're talking about.
It's just like stuff you guys do all the time with the huntsman thing, you know. Everybody there was gathered because they wanted to hear the guy of the day, right? And you guys show up to distract. Now, you guys had every right to do that, but these people don't get it. They think you guys are just the loud guy at the bar. Everybody wants to, you know.
See, you misunderstand something. Okay, so what you're talking about is the if you go to freekeen.com and you type in Huntsman, you will see the video likely that that he's referring to. And what happened was a number of activists, about five of us, went with some signs.
Yeah, but this has nothing to do with me, and I have no interest in this kind of activism.
Okay, well, anyway, so you don't support bird dogging candidates, that sort of thing?
You know, I don't go, not in the middle of their speech.
This wasn't in the middle of his speech. It was well in advance of him even taking the stage. So anyway, we go to the local college. There's two tiers on this place where we went. There's the lower tier where all the people were seated, and then there was the upper tier where we went to because we had some signs. We wanted, you know, people to see the signs. And so we held up those signs and were told that we couldn't be there. You know, this is private property, even though it's a public government-run state university campus. We're told it was private property. We had to leave, that they were going to call the police. They did call the police. The police came. The cops ordered us to leave or else we're going to be charged with trespassing.
Right. Like, I get it. Like, I get it. Because I'm a, you know, I believe in liberty. These guys are in
cool. And so I haven't finished
these
my point. The part that you don't, the part that you don't get,
the position that we have to like yell and scream at
Chris. The part that you're not following is that I wasn't there to convert the people at the Huntsman event. That
what
wasn't
I'm
my purpose.
Is when it comes to creating awareness about all the things that are threatening liberty, right? There's a synthetic kind of like aura about what you guys do that you show up to a place hoping for things to go down.
That's not what
so
I was hoping for. You are putting those. You're putting that intention in.
Of
Chris,
choosing
you are applying something that is not true. We're not hoping for anything to go down. What we were hoping to do is stand there with signs during this particular event. But no, they showed up with the police.
I don't know. Is there anybody else who somebody else said that they don't share this particular type of activism. So obviously I'm not the only person who sees that possibly that way.
Chris,
you can defend it with as you want, Ian, but there's people online sitting there talking about not
I don't care what the people online say. I care what people who want to do something think.
Right.
I don't
but
care
don't
about activists
think,
and what they
you
think.
You think that the cop that you want to villainize, right?
I don't
want to
villainize the police. They villainize themselves by kicking people. Excuse me, Chris. The cops villainize themselves by telling peaceful people with signs who are standing quietly in a public place on a public school campus that they have to leave. The
and
cops make themselves into
you,
the bad guys.
How's that been working out? You keep getting thrown in jail, and people keep getting more roused up because they're in 1984, and they just don't freaking get it. It's not getting the point across. It never does.
Well, Chris, I look forward to you coming here and showing us how it's done. Are you going to do that? Are you going to do that, Chris, or are you just going to critique?
The cop that's involved is an actual
Hey, Chris, are you going to come here and show us how it's done, or are you just going to critique?
I just want to go over the principle, right, that it's not
you. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. You know, everybody on YouTube's got an opinion. They type a bunch of comments, usually on a fairly popular video, and there are all kinds of opinions out there. Lots of people have opinions. Why do I care what they think? I care what people think who are on the ground doing activism, who know what it's like.
But most of the people in the Free State Project aren't doing the kind of activism you're doing. Agreed?
Going somewhere and standing quietly with a sign? I think there are plenty of people who are willing to do that sort of activism. 855-453-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth. I see your team has a new look for the season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail, women's workwear by CentOS. These clothes are designed by women for women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with Cintas uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services Cintas can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call Cintas at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit Cintas.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, where you can enjoy the features that we give to you there on the house. Features like archives going all the way back to late 2006. You can download as much Free Talk Live as your little heart desires. It's all totally free. Click and download. They're yours. And now, as of the last couple weeks, we've been encoding our archives in very high quality, 96 kilobits per second mono. That's like, it sounds like you're in the studio with us, basically. It sounded really good these days. And you can go to freetalklive.com, get as many as you want. Plus, of course, we're now on SoundCloud, and we're still working on implementing SoundCloud with our site. But you can always go to soundcloud.com/freetalklive to reach us there, to find our SoundCloud page. And then that makes it really easy to share each of our episodes with your Facebook page or your friends or Twitter or various your WordPress blog, various different ways to share our episodes now, thanks to SoundCloud. SoundCloud.com/freetalklive. Go and grab up as many archives as you would like. And if you love the ideas of liberty and you want to be free sometime in your lifetime, my opinion, you got to get together with other people that care enough to do something about it. Not just the ones that are going to complain, because there's plenty of people that are going to complain about the not being free, but they're not willing to step up. They're not willing to take the action to do what it takes. Well, the people who've joined the Free State Project are by their very nature willing to step up because they've picked up and they've moved their lives from wherever it is they're from to New Hampshire. Mark, you and myself were both from Florida originally. We moved back in 2006 as early movers for the Free State Project. And technically, we're still in the early mover phase because the Free State Project would like to reach 20,000 participants. We've only gotten to about 12,000 at this point. Not quite to 12,000, almost there. And those are 12,000 people who've pledged that they're going to move their lives up to New Hampshire to get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. We've already got 1,000 of those 12,000 people. 1,000 of them are already here. So we're well on the way. People are already moving. They're getting active in various different ways, whether it be going and, you know, holding signs at a political event, or whether it be going to the state house and testifying, or doing civil disobedience, or whatever. There are a variety of different things happening here already. So go to freestateproject.org, get involved. Also learn about the Porcupine Freedom Festival, porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. It's coming up in just under a month. About a month from today, we're going to be in Lancaster, New Hampshire at Rogers Campground, hanging out with hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people. Those same people that I was talking about that have moved to New Hampshire, others who are considering a move to New Hampshire, others who are yet to move but will be moving at some point. These are all the people who are coming to the campground at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We'll be having a blast there. It's a lot of fun. Go to porkfest.com to learn more. P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. As we go to Carol, listening in Madison to WXXN, the Mike 92.1. Hey, Carol.
Hey, how are you?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm a first-time listener. I'm driving back from a way up north in northern Wisconsin, and, you know, found the radio, you know, your guest's program.
Welcome.
And it was kind of listening to some of the folks talk versus doing anything else. And I think possibly some folks are a little confused about what they consider immigrants. One of those being is that they're all against illegal immigrants coming across the border. They want individual fences, that sort of thing, which don't work. It doesn't work as it's been proven.
Yeah, they've got fences.
I think if you were to ask them,
they've got fences right now, and there's a video on YouTube that I saw of some Mexican kids that were, or some kids that appeared to be Mexican, climbing the fence, and I think they did it in 7 seconds.
There was also another video of two teenage white girls climbing a fence as well.
I mean, these fences do nothing.
Well, yeah, and then there was a newspaper article or a magazine article, several probably was put out last year, about in Texas how they built it, tried to build it like a mile or half mile inside Texas border, and it's cutting across people's property. And there's big holes, and they have to go across the fence just to get to one side of the property or the other. It just doesn't work. It's just a thing that's not working. But if you were to ask these same people who you know, want their freedoms, they don't think the U.S., you know, that the citizens, you know, well, a lot of the stuff that was said before. But if you were to ask them whether or not they should be allowed into Mexico for free without having immigration status, or go up to Canada, or let Canadians in, it seems like it's a strange, weird, bizarre double standard that these people have, yet they don't seem to understand what that even an immigrant can get a visa, or, you know, a person who wants to come into the country, a student visa, a work visa, whatever it is, and just stay. And then they'll become illegal. And it's just, it's all a problem with the government. You're quite correct.
The vast majority of people that would be called illegal, if you want to use that terminology, are people that have overstayed visas. Not people that have swum across the Rio Grande, but people who have been given government paperwork and have, for whatever reason, not fulfilled, you know, filled out the government paperwork. And, you know, to me, that I suppose you want to call that law breaking. You should. You know, that doesn't seem like somebody who's doing something terrible to me.
Right, and a car just passed me from Ontario. But if you were to have that second caller, you know, the few callers back on that, he would say that's okay. That we have a car from Ontario, probably Canadians in it, here in the U.S., but people from Mexico or people whom they consider terrorists or, you know, and there's... And
now, isn't that racist? Don't you think that's bigotry?
Terrorists.
Hey, yeah, Carol, don't you think that's bigotry when people do that? Like, oh, it's fine if Canada can come here, but...
I don't think it's bigotry. I think it's...
No?
I think it's classism. And I don't think that they like the idea, because here's the fact is, when poor people come across the border and these people are in abject poverty, when they come across the border, they're going to live differently than you and I live. They're going to live a dozen people to a house. They're going to have a lot of cars in the parking lot because they have to go different places to go to in the driveway. They have to go different places to go to work. They're going to have lower standards for keeping up the yard. Why? Because they're busy making money to pay for their, you know, to support their families here and abroad. And I think that's what it comes down to, is it comes down to classism and not in my backyard.
Exactly. Yeah.
Carol, any other thoughts you want to share?
Well, just briefly, I think people need to touch base with what they consider activism, what they consider what they want from their government, and they need to figure out how they want to limit their government. And, you know, just trying to educate. I think that's the best thing to do, and go state by state. I think you guys are doing a great job, and I think that's it. I think people just need to figure out what they want from their government and learn how to limit it.
I want absolutely nothing from the government, and I think we will limit it most effectively by ignoring those people completely. And if enough of us ignore them, then they'll have to go away. Carol, hey, thanks for calling Free Talk Live tonight. Appreciate you listening. And again, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE.
I think the people, I think that humans need governance. What I think that people need is the ability to choose their governments more freely. One of the ways that you can choose your government better is by being able to cross arbitrary lines in the dirt. And when you limit people being able to cross arbitrary lines in the dirt, you create a great deal of problems. Now, I agree that nobody should be required to, you know, the people shouldn't be able to come to this country and just get a whole bunch, just freeload. I don't think they should be able to do that. I don't think any of those programs should be available to immigrants. But frankly, I don't think they should be available to anybody. I mean, I don't see why somebody who's living in San Diego, a few miles north of somebody who's living in Tijuana, should be eligible for my tax dollars in order to, you know, do whatever it is they want to do and not work. Why should one person on one side of the line be able to get it and another person shouldn't?
Right. Well, it's just wrong.
If it's just in order to provide the social safety net inside of a circle on a map someplace, then it's just to provide that social safety net outside of that circle, and that's impossible.
It's just not just to take money from people by force and use it in a way that those people don't want. It's just not just to steal. I mean, right from the very beginning, that's the problem with welfare. I don't have a problem supporting people who need help, but welfare is coercion, and that's what I have a problem with. Let's go to Karen listening in Oregon to KNED. Hey, Karen,
hi.
We're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, thank you for all your good work that you do in New Hampshire. I live there, and it is a glorious place.
Thanks. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Thank you. I wanted to say I'm really concerned because, as many people know, Denver, Colorado is the alternate capital should something happen in Washington, D.C. Excuse me. And this next week, beginning Memorial Day weekend, there will be the Soviet Army will be training at a base near Denver.
Now, really? Where'd you get that information?
Well, I've heard it. There was a whistleblower in the Air Force, and I believe his last name is Hagman.
Where did you see this reported?
I heard it on the radio on two separate channels. One was Coast. On two
coast
separate radio shows. One was Coast, and the other one was, I'm going to forget.
Tell you what, hold that thought. We can come back here in a moment. I don't know if it's true, but whether it is or not, it's interesting.
One thing's for sure, it's not true because it's not Soviets, it's Russians.
Bring back Karen in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you could take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban wilderness and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born on preparation.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll free number here tonight for you to bring up anything you want is 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the various features that are there for you. Enjoy them all on the house. The mobile site is one of them, so for those of you with a smartphone, you can go to mmobile.freetalklive.com, and you can access our live streams there. Easily get tuned in to Free Talk Live anywhere you have a cell phone signal. mmobile.freetalklive.com. And, of course, listening through our mobile site is completely free, like the rest of the features on our website. But if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com and enter Amazon through the links you'll see there. Then whenever you buy whatever it is you buy, Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. So maybe you want to get some grocery shopping done. Amazon has groceries now. You can go and do that and help Free Talk Live at the same time. It's the same great Amazon deals. It's the same Amazon you're used to. In fact, we've got them for Amazon Canada, Amazon UK, and Amazon US. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com, click on the right one for you, and just get your shopping done. You'll help Free Talk Live at the same time. Karen is with us listening to KMed out in Medford, Oregon. Now, Karen, you'd called in with something you heard on the radio, and we did some digging during the break, and it turns out you're right. I just, you know, whenever you hear something on Coast to Coast AM, it's got a big question mark next to it. Of course, anytime you hear anything from a talk show host, it should have a big question mark next to it. So you always want to double-check those sorts of things. And, Mark, you have the story about these Russian troops.
Yeah, it looks like there's going to be 22 Russian airborne forces, soldier guys that will be trained on U.S. soil. The Russians and Americans are training together in basic soldier skills, ranging from firing weapons to making parachute drops, according to a public affairs officer with the 10th Special Forces Group.
So this is happening. They're actually going to be training, and this is a fresh story, by the way. I've got an Associated Press version from May 17th. So, Karen, your thoughts on this? It's actually happening, so you're absolutely right. What about it?
Well, it's my understanding, I've actually heard two separate reports in the last few months, that this has happened before and that there are armed forces in 13 separate countries, and I believe it's under the jurisdiction of the UN, that are getting prepared to help America take care of Americans. So, you know, I know there's question marks regarding all of this.
A lot.
However, you know, I'm a mom and I have instincts. and I don't like it at all. I've marched since the 50s.
Sorry, in the 1980s movie Red Dawn, in that film there are Russian troops in the U.S., but it's because they're trying to take over, basically. In this case, in reality, they're working together. According to the Associated Press, it is apparently going to be joint military and humanitarian operations, such as anti-terrorism measures. So in this case, they're being invited here by the U.S. federal government. And Karen, maybe your speculation is correct that they will be used for some sort of, you know, rounding people up.
There are only 22 of them, Ian. But I mean, exactly who are they going to round up?
Karen says.
Well,
Karen says
there's been a lot. There's all kinds of the military trains with all kinds of countries. They've got Israelis over here all the time. The United States is over in 130 nations around the world doing training exercises. I mean, military's trained together.
But the idea is, this is the first time this has ever happened. Now, Karen, you said it's not the first time, but according to the official news, they're saying it's the first time it's ever happened with Russian troops. And, I share the concern that Karen has that essentially if they utilize foreign troops to do things that otherwise maybe U.S. troops may have a problem with, that could be particularly bad. However, I'm not under the illusion that U.S. troops, many of them, would have a problem with doing whatever it is they're told to do. If U.S. troops are told to kill American people, many of them are going to go ahead and do it.
I really don't think so.
I know you don't want to believe that's true, but I would recommend that you look at the ABC News report from after Hurricane Katrina in the New Orleans area where these troops were going house to house, rounding people up, taking guns from people. There was one guy in particular that was interviewed by the mainstream media. They asked him if he would shoot an American if he had to, and he said absolutely. He didn't want to, but he would do it if he felt like he had to.
Okay.
And so,
these aren't even U.S. troops. These are National Guard.
Yeah, so I would be very concerned about just the U.S. troops themselves following these orders. Yeah, there's the Oath Keepers. And they're good guys, but I don't think the Oath Keepers are the majority of U.S. troops.
When you have a rifle in your hands and you're told that that guy way over there is the bad guy, you don't get a chance to talk to them and find out why, you know, whatever your commanding officer might have said was a lie or you know, not true, or, you know, you're not worrying about habeas corpus or any of those things. You're just doing what you're told. I mean, that's what the military is taught to do.
You know what? I think there's a percentage of 76% of people of the armed forces coming back support Ron Paul, and I've heard that over and over again. They're, you know, our boys are not at all happy with how they're treated, how they're being treated, how they were treated, and how they've been used and abused.
Agreed.
And
you think it's 76% support Ron Paul?
That's what I heard.
That's pretty big numbers. I'd be pretty
huge.
Surprised by that. I hope you're right, Karen, and thank you for the call. I really appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-450-FREE.
One thing we do know for certain is that Ron Paul received more donations from the U.S. military, people in the U.S. military, for his campaign than any other candidate, including Barack Obama.
That is true.
And he is one of several Republicans. Barack Obama is one of the only one of the Democrats. So,
but all of those people that are sending money to Ron Paul are still following orders. They're still doing what they're told, even if those orders are illegal or unconstitutional. They're still doing... What
even if they themselves refuse to do what they're ordered in that circumstance, they're not going to stop the other people who are not going to refuse to. I mean, they're going to be made an example of, and then other people are going to be more likely to do what they're told. Now, I don't think that it's any. I'm not a conspiracy theorist of the opinion that United States troops are going to come in here and start laying waste to the American population. I don't think that's going to happen.
Don't round somebody up if they're told somebody's a domestic terrorist.
If they were told that that's what they're supposed to do, I think they would, but I just don't think that they're likely to be done. But take a look at SEAL Team 6 going in and executing every male at the Osama bin Laden compound. At this point, you know, apparently, there was no evidence that any shots were fired by the other side.
By Osama and his
right.
Crew.
I mean, you know, there's no evidence at all that they were even supposed to bring him back, and there's evidence contrary, that they were just supposed to execute him on the spot. These guys won't do what they're ordered to do.
Let's go to David, listening in Virginia Beach in Virginia, to WNIS. Hey, David.
Yeah, how you doing?
Just great. What's on your mind?
Okay. Well, I'd like to touch on the constitutionality of, you know, us taking terrorists that we've captured overseas and putting them in Guantanamo Bay. I don't personally have a problem with that, and I think until...
Well, wait a minute. No one's proven that they're terrorists.
Well, you know, it's hard. You know, you're not going to see them on Judge Judy, that's for sure. Because
I'm not asking for Judge Judy. I'm just asking that they be proven.
Well, it's not going to be in the papers. You're not going to see it in a criminal trial.
But don't you want that? Isn't that valuable to you to have public trials?
Absolutely. I think the security of the CIA, the secret forces overseas, I think the lives of, you know, their lives and their privacy and their anonymity is more important to me, you know, as far as them getting the job done than it is to air out all the dirty laundry.
Well, the dirty laundry. I mean, you know, a fair trial and evidence are dirty laundry. But now, I mean, I understand. I suppose that if you want to run a worldwide police state, that anonymity is important for the actors that that go about doing that. But don't you think
it's not just them?
Well, I'd like to finish here. I got a question.
Protection. Okay, go ahead.
What about the protections of my liberties? Because now habeas corpus has been suspended in the United States. It took about 250 years, but it's gone now. I mean, at what point are they just going to be able to pick up anybody? At this point, all they have to do is say terrorist, and they can put you in jail across overseas, right?
And here.
Hypothetically. Go ahead.
It's not I mean, you know, it's hypothetical in the sense that it hasn't happened to you yet, but it's not hypothetical in the sense that they can.
They can, but I'm an American citizen with American rights.
Doesn't matter.
Whoa. Apparently you don't know anything about the NDAA, because as long as they say there was an American citizen that was considered to be the number two guy in Al-Qaeda, and they executed him on Yemeni soil. His son, who was 13 years old, and I hope you don't think that a 13-year-old is guilty of anything, over there visiting his father for the first time, was executed with him, along with six other people at a cafe by a U.S. drone without any kind of trial or anything like that.
The National Defense Authorization Act. David, I'm gonna hold you through here the news if you want. If you want to stay on and have this conversation, I'm happy to do so. So hang on with us here. But just to let you know, the National Defense Authorization Act, which is what we were talking about earlier in the show, which is what we were talking about earlier in the show tonight, has authorized them to be able to pick up anyone, anywhere.
A U.S. citizen on U.S. soil.
Right. And basically say, you're a suspected terrorist, away to the brig you go. And then you go into some military secretive brig where you're held for an indefinite period of time. That's what indefinite detention means. Indefinite meaning undefined, meaning that there is no end in sight, meaning that you'll be let out if the government deems you appropriate to let out. There's no trial, or there's no public trial. And you're saying you think that's a good idea? You think that's okay because you want to protect the identity of a CIA agent? Hour 3's next. Free Talk Live.
What has happened to America, and when did it become okay for the government to extort wealth from the American people? As a former law enforcement officer, I have explained in my new book, In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, how absolute property ownership has been denied to the American people, how and why inflation is fleecing America, how law enforcement officers are being used to suppress and criminalize the beliefs of liberty and freedom. In Plain Sight explains how we can restore what was once a free America. Get your copy of In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth today at Amazon.com.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.